Hi, everybody. This is Scott Saad. I hope that you're off to a good Sunday. If I were to ask you what are the key attributes that you look for in an MMA fighter, you'd probably come up with a whole bunch of very reasonable traits. The person has to be obviously an expert in various fighting techniques. They have to be in shape. They have to be fit. They have to be tenacious. Right? They have to be willing to receive and dish out violence, right? You can't be a pacifist who is afraid to hit someone and be an MMA fighter. If I were to ask you to describe, what are some traits that are required of a Navy SEAL? Well, of course, courage would be one. Sure, they have to go through Hell Week where their mind and bodies are put to the test, but someone who is too tepid, who is afraid of their shadow, who sucks their thumb and cries in a corner, is probably not going to be on SEAL Team 6, going to assassinate bad people in foreign lands behind enemy lines. If I asked you what constitutes a good surgeon, well, of course, he or she has to have the right education, know the right anatomy, to be able to operate properly, but they also have to have manual dexterity. Same thing, say, for a dentist. I remember my cousin when he was applying to dental school, one of the things they had to do is do these I don't know what they're called, but these sort of tests on these clay things to demonstrate that they have the right manual dexterity. If you want to be a soccer player, of course you have to have a lot of skills. But you also have to have the right tenacity, the right fire in the belly to engage in physicality. You get the general idea. Many professions have a set of attributes that are required so that you can even enter into the pantheon of that profession. Now let's look at academia. Of course, to be an academic, you have to be you'd like to think intelligent, although as I explained in the parasitic mind, the dumbest ideas usually come from academics. But you have to be intelligent, you have to be educated, of course. But what is missing from a description of what an ideal academic is, and now here I use the term academic not just as someone who weighs in their very, very narrow field, but a true intellectual. By the way, many academics are hardly intellectual. They're professional academics, they're professors, but you might have someone who is not nearly as educated, but who has much more of an intellectual bent. But anyways, here I'm talking about what a true, pure academic should possess. Well, they should also be intellectually fierce, right? You should select, if you like, on intellectual brawn. But the reality is that most academics don't have those temperaments. So earlier today, I posted the following comments on my social media, which I'd like to read here for you. Academics should be intellectual US Navy SEALs, exhibiting intellectual fierceness, cerebral tenacity, neuronal courage, and cognitive freedom. Instead, most are afraid of their shadows, tepid to utter a single interesting or controversial syllable. Academia selects for cowardice. Most academics know this to be true, but they are unwilling to look deep within and truly pursue an intellectually pure and honest life. Careerism forces them into shackles of self-censorship. It's tragic. I cannot tell you, as someone who has been in academia my whole life, how unbelievably afraid to say that the sun will rise tomorrow. That might be that, they'll put this through a focus group before they utter this because maybe someone will be offended that making that statement, it will be too controversial. That's not what an academic is. An academic should be an intellectual brawler, should be someone who is able to use all of their cognitive training, their intellectual acuity to go in every intellectual battle, ready to defend positions using all of the skills and tools that they've been trained to possess. So I don't care if you're a historian or a physicist or a psychologist or a neuroscientist, you should be able to step into the ring of ideas and actually debate people forcefully, respectfully, politely, at times less politely, but to be certainly someone who is not afraid of their shadow and not afraid that if I go boo, you run away, sucking your thumb, hiding in a corner. That's what a true intellectual is. Have a good day, everybody. Cheers.